Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News Fishing Podcast series. This is your KZN report for the 28th of October 2022. I am your host, Vanessa Grimm, and KZN, the feeling of summer is in the air with northeasterly winds, screaming drags, and sunny days. It is a fantastic time to go fishing. Now, if you are fishing offshore, well, the Dorado has certainly arrived, and in decent sizes as well, especially up the north coast. As for your rock and surf species, well, moving from the south coast down to Durban and touching into the north coast, it is certainly the place to be, especially with that edible and inedible action bending rods along the coastline. As for the freshwater, well, the big rains have blown out the rivers, but that Stillwater Dam fishing is still producing some personal best bass, some monster carp, and keeping the fly rod anglers happy. So guys, we're going to get into all of it in this week's show. But before we do, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher.
The Daiwa Saltest Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance, these are high-performing, durable reels. True free spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, Kingfisher. That is exactly what we need for the summer species that are on the bite. So guys, now let's kick off the show. We are super excited because the fishing is really fantastic, and especially on the North Coast, where I've been chatting with Adam all week, and he has been providing me with some monster catches from the South Coast. So let's start it off with your areas from Port Edward, moving on to Ramsgate, down into Margate, moving off to Yovongo, Shirley Beach, and rounding off in Port Shepston. Guys, here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. The 27th of the 10th, 2022, and fishing has been epic on the lower south coast, with a lot of non-eds showing themselves and some edible fish coming out. We're still getting a lot of garrick, a handful of cob, decent sized bronzies, and brusher down on the lower coast. With the non-eds starting, we are getting raggies, hammers, and tigers. Port Edward has definitely been an area where the non-eds have been coming out, with Splash Rock showing itself again. Finally, some fish coming out down that side. We've been getting some good reports of raggies and tigers popping up, and some decent size rags. So that's always good to see, Vinesh, especially since Splash Rock has been very quiet the last few days. Moving over to the edible fish, Margate Pier still hasn't really been producing. It's been a bit unfortunate, as a lot of the guys are still hanging around that side and they are trying their luck, but definitely nothing happening there. I know we've got some decent size garrick at Sandspit and number four now recent in this past week. We've also been getting reports and seeing a lot of hammers that popped up at Stabel in Mzumbi. So guys, it definitely seems to be a case of pick your poison, pick your bait, and go and throw, and you will definitely land a fish, whether it be a toothy critter or something you can put on the bra. It looks like this coming weekend, weather-wise though, Vinesh, it's not going to be too fantastic. It looks like the wind is going to be pumping, the seas are going to be big. So I kind of suspect that the oaks trying for those fish are not going to be rewarded unless something magical happens, which I doubt. I will definitely not hold my breath. However, that being said, guys should definitely go and try their hand at some bass fishing. We're having some good reports and also fish being landed in the Paddock and Harding area down on the lower coast, with a lot of the 1 kilo bass hanging around, particularly in the shallows. It does seem to be an area where the guys are targeting at the moment, with some lip-lips crankbaits, some spinners. We're seeing also a lot of soft plastics, so your small little Senkos and stuff also doing damage. I know there's been a handful of these smaller 300 to 600 gram fish around, but obviously with the spawn and all that happening, that is to be expected, Vinesh. So guys heading down for the weekend, look, it might be a bit windy. If you've never actually done any bass fishing, now might be the time to pick up a rod, go to your local tackle store and ask for some advice, and definitely try some bass fishing, because looking at the weather for the weekend, Vinesh, it doesn't look too great. Thursday, the wind is gusting at around 37 k's an hour, up to 40 kilometers, with a northeasterly blowing, 13 second wave period and a 2.5 meter swell, so doesn't look too great. Friday, the wind will be sitting between 30 and 40 k's an hour. It does seem to be slowing in the afternoon, however, with a southwesterly turning into a southeasterly. We've got 3 meter swells and a 9 second gap, so the waves are definitely getting closer, which means that ground swell won't be around, which is good. But looking at Saturday, it will be a northeasterly blowing 40 k's an hour, gusting up to 50 kilometers with 2.5 meter swell and a 12 second period. So I don't think it's going to be too great, Vinesh. Sunday doesn't look too great either, unfortunately, with the wind sitting on a northeasterly at 16 k's an hour, turning to a south-southwesterly late afternoon. It does seem to be a bit of a light wind in the morning, picking up in the afternoon to 40 k's an hour. So guys, look, we can't do anything about the weather, unfortunately. We all know the rain doesn't make too much of a difference most of the time, but the wind is definitely something to keep an eye out for. So look, I mean, we've had some good fish finish from non-eds to edibles. The bass are definitely around, so I would say there is something for the anglers to do, whether it be tying traces or going bass fishing. There's definitely something to do down on the lower coast. Guys, just again to reiterate, please, safety is of paramount when fishing, especially if you're going to go alone. There was another incident, unfortunately, where a guy's car was broken into and some items stolen down on the coast. So it seems that, unfortunately, us fishermen are definitely being targeted. So please, just to reiterate again what I was saying in last week's post, rather fish 2, 3, 4 people in a group. Don't go and fish alone and, you know, and stand there and make yourself a target, Vinesh. I mean, we know that we are now being targeted. And again, saying what I said last weekend, we're moving into silly season. So, you know, we are going to have more and more of these incidences popping up, which is unfortunate to say the least. But guys, if you don't go fishing, just stay at home this weekend, be safe, tie some traces, and let's hope that the weather does turn in the week. Otherwise, everyone have a super, super, super weekend. Stay safe and let's see those catches.
Thank you for that, Adam. What an epic week of fishing you've had down the South Coast with such a variety of species amongst all the areas you guys have been fishing. So it looks like there is some tough weather conditions for this weekend with those heavy winds. But as Adam said, why not try your hand in a bit of bass fishing? And well, I guess the unfortunate side is that anglers are being targeted with the crime factor. So guys, please, be vigilant out there, and if you are going fishing, especially down the South Coast where we are being targeted, try and go out with a fishing buddy. Make a few calls, pop into the local tackle store, find out who wants to head out fishing when the guys are going, and rather go and travel in a pack with them. Now, moving into our next area, being Scottburra, Pennington and Park Rennie. Well, it has been a little quiet from the reports we've got. However, the guys have still been getting some bronze bream and shad. Let's make a note of that. Shad season is closed, so when you are getting that shad, please put it back. There's a lot of scratching species, and the offshore side has produced some nice tuna. In fact, the guys have been getting quite a few tuna, with some being reported of over 20 kilos. The garrick has slowed down, however, there has been a few being shot by the spear fishermen, so it looks like they are around, just not bending rods on that stretch of beach. Now moving on to Amanzatoti and Warner Beach, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach, and this is his report for this past week.
Afternoon, chaps. Gary here at Kingfisher Warner Beach. Some flatfish have come out along the stretch here. One decent honeycomb, a 50-odd, and a sandy of about 40-something. A couple of browns and stuff. Stumpy seem to have gone off here a bit, and I've heard of a couple of brasher, the rocks, the outcrops, a couple of shad. But you know, other than that, there's lots of plastic in the water if you fish you cast, and especially on here by me, it invariably you end up with one or two pieces of various types of plastic on your line, you know, virtually without fail the last couple of days. and the stumpies have gone a bit quieter. Saw some lass coming up, not that much the last couple of days. Whale activity, but I haven't seen any bait pockets up. I said, let's just play it by ear and see what happens in the next week.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Well, a good report on the inedible fishing, some good species of that summer fish on the bite. However, there is the concern of the plastic that's polluting our beaches down there. Now, moving on into Durban, we are with Mike V with this week's report, which was sounding rather fantastic. And this is why.
How's it, bud? As we know, last week was a great week for inedibles. They popped up everywhere. Sandies, honeys, diamonds. Various beaches had very, very good bites. If you were on the right beach, you were away for the whole afternoon, right till late at night. Stumpies, grunters, still up, still around. Guys are getting some nice ones. Saw a picture the other day of one of the guys who was 7 kilos. It was a massive fish. Good bronze bream around, high 40 centimeters, 50 centimeter mark. So yeah, there is a lot of fish to be caught. Offshore, the O's have been getting some lovely yellowfin tuna. The bait is up and around, so the fish are following it. I've heard of a marlin and a couple of sailies as well already. The friend is Dorada have made an appearance. Just let me see one or two pics of those. So yeah, offshore starting to warm up very nicely. The bay, grunters, kingies, springer, all the actions there. Those have been getting some lovely fish the past couple of days. That's it. Thanks, my brother.
Thank you so much, Mike. Durban is certainly sounding exciting. Now, what about the offshore side? Well, we have got Brad, who's got this week's offshore fishing report for Durban.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Guys, there's still been quite a few half cob around. Couple of the German bream, but on the good side, the water is now starting to get nice and warm. We're getting at 23.5 degrees, so it's definitely popcorn time. There were some of the guys on the weekend managed to get at a few of the green dorados. Guys, the best method for dorado fishing for me has definitely been live bait, especially around the ships. If you're going to be trawling, over the last couple of years, I've had great response to the pulsator stripey tickler in the smaller version. This here catches your marlin, your dorado, your tuna, everything possible. So guys, yes, good luck. The season's coming. The fun fishing is about to start. Guys, tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. I love it. The fun season is about to start. So it looks like Cobtober is certainly living up to its name, and that popcorn season is certainly here. Now, that is our Durban report, which was looking really fantastic with a phenomenal range of species on the bite all over the Durban beaches. Now moving on to North Coast, where we are with Jesse, and North Coast has had a bit of wet weather, holding back a few anglers. However, those that have persevered has been really rewarded, including an angler with a kingfish of 50 kilos. Well, we've got Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock Branch, and he is going to tell us more about it.
Morning, Vinesh. Hope you're well. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well, getting some fish, enjoying the slightly better weather today. We've had some horrible weather this week so far. It's been very wet, so hopefully things come right from here, because you guys are crying a little bit. There hasn't really been a lot of fishing being done, and you guys have been complaining about how slow it is. And that's not for everybody. Everybody's got different stories, and we've seen some good stories from some people. We've seen kingfish over 50 kilos, or Duncan caught one up at Tugela during this week of over 50 GT over 50 kilos, which is an absolute beast. So we've had some good fishing up there from some people. And then a lot of garrick from the surf as well, which we haven't seen really in the recent weeks. We've had a terrible garrick season, and they've only come out from the boats and the skis. And with the odd exception of maybe one or two from the surf, but it's been incredibly quiet up until now. And now the guys are really starting to pull some garrick in numbers, which is quite nice. I'd say that most of them have come out on bait, but the odd guy has caught a garrick on plug or on spoon. Nothing to write home about though, as far as lure fishing for garrick goes. And the guys that have been fishing for Garrick and have caught other species like kingfish and all of that, they've been decent, but nothing great. And on the North Coast, we've seen, when I say North Coast, I'm talking all the way up to Richards Bay, an influx of game fish, which indicates that the summer fish are starting to move forward and come down. So that's quite nice for me. And as far as edibles are concerned, the bronze bream are still in full force, still more abundant now than any other species. And the guys have been catching them quite consistently, apart from the bad weather days where nobody really wants to go out and fish. But other than that, they've been feeding nicely. And then a couple of big stumpies around as well from the KZN side. But other than that, the surf has been fairly quiet. In the boat fronts, there's been a lot of salmon species, so the Kilbuck and Dargo have been coming out. We've seen an influx of Dorado, which is not the first we've heard of in this season, but the numbers have increased now. So it hasn't just been one or two, it's been a fair amount of them. So that's quite positive as far as the Dorado season goes. It's approaching fast. And then the guys that fished up at Cape Vardo in the last week had a heck of a good run with Kuta and Kuta, Dorado, Sailfish. One paddle ski angler managed to hook into three sailies in one morning, which is phenomenal. Some people don't hook into three in their life, and Jen hooked into three in one morning. So that was quite nice. And then, like I said, tuna. There's been a couple of tuna run. It is the time of the year for them to start pulling soon. From now through to December, you get a lot of the smaller ones that are good sport and probably better to eat than the big ones. Easier to catch and get past the tax man. So, that's up north. Locally, we haven't seen a heck of a lot of action, only a snook or two. And a Dorado or two off Durban. So, they're coming through. Something we just have to monitor and make sure that we have our lines in the water when they come through. Yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks very much. Get on the water. Let us know what's happening out there.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Great to hear from you. And I'm glad to hear that the Garrick and Stumpies, as well as that bronze bream, is still around. Well, at least we've got something bending the rods, although the fishing has been rather quiet. And yes, popcorn season is certainly starting to pick up with those Dorados getting the anglers a bit excited out there. Now moving on to Mtanzini. Well, it's still early days for the Diamonds. However, Nick does have a report about a few small cub, as well as a very interesting chat about shad.
Good morning, Vanessa. It's still early for the Diamonds. They're not coming out every day. Sort of hit and miss. Quite often, they sort of, this time of year, the guys start catching them in the river quite often. I haven't heard of any coming out the river at the moment. And the main species that they're targeting are the Chicano Barracuda and the River Snapper. And of course, while you're fishing for those, the breams always stick their nose in. You end up catching quite a few breams as well. And the breams are very clever little fish. To catch them with live bait, you actually need two hooks. If you hook it in the head, you'll bite it off behind the head. If you hook it on the tail, it'll bite it off. On the beach, a lot of small cob. Strangely, I was sitting talking to Leon Sambril yesterday. And normally at this time of year, we catch a lot of shad. And, because it's close season, it's like Murphy's Law, you will catch shad. And Jan says, he can't remember when last he caught a shad. And then I was speaking to some other fishermen, and they also say they haven't been catching shad. So it's kind of weird. They're supposed to be protecting them so they can breed, but they're not yet to breed. Also, the ski boat guys, they're also not catching shad, because they often complain about them at the time of year. They can't keep them. And I'm not hearing anything from them. But the good news of ski boating is the boat went out and they caught amberjack, kuta, tuna, bonnies. They've got a lot of fish, different kinds of game fish. Okay, it is far out, they did go far. But, and then I believe Patinga they were catching dory. No, it's not long left. The guys will be catching them inshore. The water temperature was about 24. At the wreck on Monday afternoon. There were three boats fishing there, or three jet skis and a little rubber duck. They caught a lot of rock cod. With the two bats and a lot of sharks. One was a massive one. The guy was sitting in his little rubber duck. He ended up cutting it off next to the boat. He didn't want the shark to bite the pontoon. So what is wrong with six shark cats and diamonds? You know, guys, the weekend looks okay. Didn't look too shabby for fishing. Well, the rest of the week. But overcast, there are guys down fishing at the moment, but I'll only find out later if they got anything. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Some excellent fishing in Tanzini, especially off the skibot side with a mixed bag of fish and guys getting a lot of them as well. Now moving on to Richards Bay, where, strangely enough, we did not get a fantastic report. Some rods bending, but not as crazy as it was over the past few weeks. But we do have Ellie with the report, and this is what she has to say.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week have been a bit quiet with the weather being on and off. Over the weekend, some deep sea anglers went out but came back with only a few bottom fish and not much to show. On Sunday, in our harbour, anglers managed to catch one garrick and a few smaller kingfish. But that's all for now. Thanks, Vinesh, and have a great weekend. Bye!
Thank you, Ellie, for a good, honest report of what's been going on. So it has been a bit quiet, but yeah, the odd fish around, and hopefully next week we have some better news off Richards Bay. Now moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vital, we are with Jeff Ashwood with a fishing report where it has been a little quiet, but there has been the odd rods bending with a few decent fish around, including some really nice sailfish. And speaking of that sailfish, I would like to thank my friend Dennis for sending me this video, which was absolutely awesome to see. It's a sailfish being caught. It gets off the hook and the angler on board, or it could have been the skipper as well, that dives in and grabs the sailfish with his hand, gets the fish, swims with it back to the boat to capture that memory moment. And guys, I must say, that wasn't a small fish. That was a proper sized sailfish. But anyway, here is Jeff with this week's fishing report of Cape Vital and St. Lucia.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. Jeff here from Legacy Charter St. Lucia. Yep, not much to report again, folks, sadly. There are the odd sailies still being caught, not too many of them being landed, but also the tunas are a little bit scarce. There has been one or two snook coming out, but also sea conditions haven't been great. I'm sure everybody knows the weather's been a bit upside down. But yeah, sadly, not too much to report about, folks. Hopefully next week will be better. Next weekend, there's also the ladies' comp. Not this one, but the following, the fourth. So hopefully we'll get some exciting news out of that. Until the next fish, everybody, be safe.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, looks like the sailfish is still certainly the talk of the town in St. Lucia, but we will be holding on for those better days and looking forward to your report next week, Jeff. So guys, that runs off our report for the saltwater side of KZN. Now moving on to the freshwater, and who better than to deliver it to us other than our very own Jan from Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hi guys, Jan here from Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg. So, over the last couple of weeks, we've been hinting that summer seems to be trying to get underway. And with the arrival of the rains over the last week, and especially this weekend, I guess we can finally say it's here. Which is happy days for some. The trout streams that were low and warm must now receive some input, so the trout anglers are jumping up and down. But maybe not so for the scaly anglers, as some reports indicate that the lower reaches are chocolate and currently blown out. Our request, quote-unquote, for a 20 to 30 mil dump was granted, with the rainfall reports across the Midlands averaging around in that ballpark. That has also resulted in an and some in places, with falls registered of between 40 to 60 mils. Plus, I had a single report of a gauge overflowing, which is 100 mils plus. That is quite a significant dump of water. Understandably, the wet weather has kept most anglers off the waters, so we have only a few returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club to gauge what's going on. Yours truly hasn't been able to make it out yet, as I was otherwise preoccupied in the mountains of Golden Gate this past weekend, but I hope to rectify that situation soon enough. Just a quick note on water temperatures. I would also like to urge all anglers, as we're going into summer, and those fishing for trout more specifically, to get a thermometer and check water temperatures, as this is a useful indicator as to where fish will be, shallow or deep. And perhaps more importantly, when it starts getting dangerous for the fish if you are practicing catch and release. For trout more specifically, that is anything in the upper teens and especially anything over 20 degrees. The valleys and troughs of the southern berg are variable in the amount of rainfall that they receive. So while one valley might be white water rafting material, the next door valley might be quite fishable. This was clearly the case across the Midlands this weekend, as one report from the central area noted that the Mgani River was unfishable due to discoloration, quote unquote, while another report further west from the Bushman's River logged a good number of fish in the 17 to 15 inch, that is 18 to 38 centimeter range, and this was 2 days after the major rains, which is good news for my home river. The couple of returns that we've had from the NFFC Stillwaters indicate that the fish are unperturbed by the rains. Funny thing that, nudge nudge, wink wink, they are already wet after all. And for those intrepid anglers that took the chance and made it out there, it was game on. I'm guessing that it was more the mudlands out there. Some great fish were reported in the 13 to 19 inch, that is 33 to 48 centimeter ballpark. So guys, gear up the 4x4, as this might be the only way that you're going to get out and find out if the fish are willing. Making the local news is that Hilton-based fly angler and former chair of the Natal Fly Fishers Club, Andrew Fowler, will be releasing his second book over the coming weeks. The title is Delicate Presentations, a Fly Fisher's Novel, and will be launched in Pietermaritzburg on Thursday the 17th of November at the Hilton Station, followed by a Durban launch at Explorer Fly Fishing on Saturday the 19th of November. So guys, if you're looking for a Christmas stocking filler, nudge the spouse and get them onto it. This weekend sees the second clinic of the NFFC 50-year celebrations, which is aimed at the Stillwater anglers. The clinic will be hosting well-known angler and guide, Jeremy Rochester, who will be importing his expertise. The clinic will be held in Nottingham Road, and attendees will be able to fish the nearby NFFC waters and put the teachings into practice. There hasn't been much news from the local bass anglers, but it seems that there have been a lucky few that are finding the fish, and rumour has it, with some good fish too, coming out from both Albert Falls and Midbar. The anglers responsible, however, are keeping it pretty quiet, but you know how it goes, word usually gets out. In the meantime, no pics, no proof, as they say. So guys, confess, and let's have a little show and tell here. Word from the water is that reaction bites are apparently what's catching the fish, with strip-style baits and chatterbaits getting a mention. Internationally, however, there's been much to show and tell on the bass front. And no tall tales either. South Africa taking silver at the World Black Bass Championships held in Lake Murray, South Carolina in the USA. So huge congrats goes to the team, and especially vice-captain and local Pietermaritzburg-based angler, Martin de Kock. Well done, guys. We haven't reported on water levels for a while, so with the start of the summer rains coming proper, so here we are at currently. We are happy to report that the Mgani system is currently sitting across the board at 94%, with individual dam levels, Spring Grove 90%, Mearns overflowing from the weekend rains at 105%, and both Midmar and Albert Falls sitting just shy of 93%. Wagon Drift Dam and the Bushman's River sitting at just shy of 98%. Great place to be going to summer, and with the full rain still to come, we will be seeing more dams overflowing pretty shortly, I'm sure. So guys, get out there, make opportunities when the rains do tap off, and stop by the Kingfish in Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Well, that has certainly been some great advice. You are always one of my go-to guys when it comes to freshwater. Thank you for advising us about that water temperature for the trout and that good fishing in Albert Falls and Midmar, as well as those dam levels. Well, guys, that is Jan from Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg rounding off your KZN fishing report. So that is it. Saltwater and freshwater. Looks like there is certainly some rods to be bent over this weekend. Yes, it's going to be a little windy, maybe even a little rainy, but that is not stopping the fish from biting. So get out there. There is certainly something to catch all along our coastline, as well as in that Stillwater dams. And with that being said, that rounds off our show for the Angler News South Africa. I am Vanessa Green. And until next week, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.